couple of years ago, one of my students got to contemplating what she must have considered my ghastly existence. I just told a journalism history class that the World Wide Web, the thing that makes the Internet practical for most of us, wasn't invented until 1989. The students knew I was a lot older than that, so she decided to perform an archaeological investigation. "When you were young, you had to look stuff up in books, didn't you?" she asked. "I still do," I told her, "every day." The class looked as if I told them that I refused to use modern plumbing. They get all of their information through the Internet. They all know instantly what jail Lindsay Lohan is in, what controversy Lady Gaga is in, and how rich LeBron James now is. But they don't read books, most of them, and I feel sad and sorry for them, for they're missing out on a pleasure they don't really know, the three-dimensional, tactile pleasure of curling up with a portable book. And they're also not as well educated as earlier generations. That's not to say they don't know a lot of stuff, but they lack well-coordinated intellectual furniture. I've known this for a long time, in the way in which we know that it's more hot and humid in July than in October. However, there's now scientific evidence of this, as David Brooks notes in today's New York Times. A multinational study found that kids who grow up in homes full of books do better and stay in school longer. In another experiment, hundreds of disadvantaged kids were each allowed to choose a dozen books and take them home for the summer. The next fall, they had significantly higher reading scores, as high as if they'd been in summer school. Nevertheless, we too often just don't get it. The library in the affluent community of Troy is scheduled to close next year after voters refused to approve a millage to keep it open. The Granholm administration shut down the Department of History, Arts, and Libraries, and now the State Library of Michigan is thinking about giving up its historic role as a regional depository for federal documents, something that once was a coveted honor. Why would they give it up? Because they could save money by laying off librarians. The state already socked Michigan's library with a 20% budget cut this year. There are even those who say, "Why do we need libraries anymore? We've got Google." Well, guess what? It isn't the same, and books function far better when there's a power outage. The other day, I stood in one of the most beautiful places in Michigan, the rare book room of the Detroit Public Library, a place of incredible treasures. George Washington's original diary is there, as is the letter the little girl wrote to Abraham Lincoln, suggesting that he grow a beard, and more eye-popping original manuscripts than you'd believe. This is art and civilization, and so is your battered paperback copy of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. There may be places where government spending ought to be cut, but if we want Michigan to have a future, libraries aren't it.